We don't have a ritual in our culture. We have that thing, and it's awkward in movies where it's like the first time you tell someone you love them, and it's like, I love you, and then it's like, what are you saying? It's like all this awkward time, and it's like a surprise thing. So with my and she's my wife now, but with Shelly, I decided to make it a ritual, like an actual like event where you go through a process with each other, and the culmination of which is the first time it's now comfortable to say I love you. So from that point forward, you can say I love you. Good idea. This was in New York City, and I decided to do it at the top of the Empire State Building because that's romantic. And so I was like, I have to design this kind of ritual. So I went to a local like craft store, and I made a box out of like, I found like wood at my apartment, and I like sawed it off and made like a little box out of nails, and it was like this big. And then I went to the craft store and I got like clay, and so I had her bring some item from her house, and I brought one item from my house. And the thing is, you put it in the clay, and then you twist the clay and mold it, and each of our items is in the clay, and then you make the clay into a heart, and you put it in the box, and then. This is not even the funny part, which is dangerous for me. So this is probably what I'm guessing is this is laughter at me, but that's okay. And then I got various like items to wrap the box with that had different meanings. So it was like a black wire and like red wire and this like pink thing, and each one was like strength and love and all these things. So we go, sounds real cute. It's all a great idea. So we go up to the top of the Empire State Building, and we're like, it's cold outside. It's wintry time. This was not Valentine's Day, but it was like, it was cold out. And so we're like, where do we go? So we hunch down outside. We're kind of hunkered down, and I take out this box with clay in it and all these wires. And I start like fiddling, and I'm like, this is the thing. And I'm connecting these wires to it. And I look up, and there's, like, two employees that are like, I'm like, okay, and then this means how much I care, and it's our future. You connect it here, and it's in this, like, kind of shitty, like, hewn box. And then they're outside standing next to us, and they're like, they're like, you need to come with us. I'm like, what's going on? I was like, what are you doing? And one of the guys was nice, and one of the women, I don't think ever had love in her life. Because she was super, super mad. And these were the people that did security at the Empire State Building. They were just the first wave. Because they're like, what are you doing? I mean, this is like after 9/11. And I'm like holding this box. I'm like, oh, it's a love ritual. This is, this is a hard story to tell. It's a love ritual. And to this woman who hates me and hates love, I say, I'm telling her that I love her. And so the first time I told my wife that I love her was through the visage of this fucking angry woman. So the next people that showed up are the police at the bottom of the Empire State Building. And those are like city police. And they're like, we're escorting you out of here. And I'm like, can I just finish this? They're like, no, you cannot. And so like, it's not like tied up. There was still like the tying process. Which we did get to do in a rickshaw outside. So don't worry, the love ritual was fine. So we're like, oh shit. So I'm getting arrested. Can't walk away from the mic. I'm getting arrested for this ritual, and we get to where the elevators are, and the elevators open, and it's full of like bomb squad, and they file out in a perfect line like this. And each one, like, standing next to each other, and they're like, what's happening? And this woman is there, and she's like, some kind of love ritual. Like, and it's the most, like, fucking worst possible thing that could happen at the Empire State Building. She's so mad about it. And the other guy was very nice. He was like, I think he supported love, and he was, like, very quiet. And he's like an older gentleman. And he was like, we can just escort them down. And they were like, you were right to call, which is an interesting thing that they say. I don't know why that's important, but I just remember it in my head. It's like, you were right to call about this love ritual. And so we ride in the elevator down. We left the bomb squad and the two police, and they just chatted with each other as if they were like happy to see each other. So we went down the it was like a row of people into the elevator, and we rode it down with the angry woman and the nice guy. Then outside, we finished the love ritual in a rickshaw. So now we're in love.